American seated jests of George Peel, gentleman, sometimes a student in Oxford. Wherein is showed the course of his life, how he lived, a man very well known in the City of London, and elsewhere. How the gentleman was gulled for shaving of George. George had a daughter of the age of 10 years, a girl of a pretty form, but of an excellent wit. All part of her was father, save her middle, and she had George so tutored all night that although himself was the author of it, yet had he been transformed into his daughter's shape, he could not have done it with more conceit. George at that time dwelt at the Bankside, from whence comes this she sinnow, early in the morning, with her hair dishevelled, wringing her hands, and making such pitiful moan, with shrieks and tears and beating of her breast, that made the people in amaze. Some stood wondering at the child, others plucked her to know the occasion, but none could stay her by any means, but on she kept her journey, crying, "Oh, her father, her good father, her dear father!" Over the bridge, through Cheapside, and so to the Old Bailey, where the gentleman sojourned. There, sitting herself down, 100 people gaping upon her, there she begins to cry out,
"Woe to that place that her father ever saw it! She was cast away, her mother was undone!"
Till, with the noise, one of the gentleman's men coming down, looked on her and knew her to be George Peel's daughter. He presently runs up and tells his master, who commanded his man to bring her up. The gentleman was in a cold sweat, fearing that George had, for the wrong that he did him the day before, some way undone himself. When the girl came up, he demanded the cause, why she so lamented and called upon her father. George, his flesh and blood, after a million of sighs, cried out upon him,
"He had made her father, her good father, drown himself."
Which words once uttered, she fell into a counterfeit swoon, whom the gentleman soon recovered. This news went to his heart, and he, being a man of a very mild condition, cheered up the girl, made his men to go buy her new clothes from top to toe, said he would be a father to her, gave her £5, bid her go home and carry it to her mother, and in the evening he would visit her. At this, by little and little, she began to be quiet, desiring him to come and see her mother. He tells her he will not fail, bids her go home quietly. So downstairs she goes, perilly, and the wondering people that stayed at door to hear the manner of her grief had of her naught but knavish answers, and home she went directly. The gentleman was so crossed in mind and disturbed in thought at this unhappy accident that his soul could not be in quiet till he had been with this woeful widow, as he thought, and presently went to Blackfriars, took a pair of oars, and went directly to George Peel's house, where he found his wife plucking of larks, my crying crocodile turning of the spit, and George pinned up in a blanket at his translation. The gentleman, more glad at the unlooked-for life of George than the loss of his money, took part of the good cheer George had to dinner, wondered at the cunning of the wench, and within some few days after, had an end of his book. Merry Conceited Jests of George Peel was narrated by Sarah Blake, with music by Tom Cowell. It was produced by Sounds Curious for Beyond Shakespeare.